January 17, in the Chandeloshim period. Here we talk about the terrible tragedies which were associated, which were happening during the Churban, when the Beis Hamikdash gets destroyed, Klal Yisrael get destroyed. As we mentioned, the Beis Hamikdash and Klal Yisrael is one that sees our whole existence in this world is to be connected to the Shekhinah. And therefore, these stories, the Chalmah Noshim Pirion, that a mother can eat her child, something which you can't understand, Michal, and the Hashem of the Noshim Rahmoni Siladi, she could cook her child on the stove, she can cook in a pot her child. How could it be such a thing? We don't know what these things mean. Who never lived through these periods. I have a neighbor who went through the war. He told me, you'll never know what starvation is. You'll never know what it is. He says, people who starve, it's something which takes grip of a person. There's not a millimeter in the person's whole body, which is not dying, collapsing from this starvation. And it gets more and more and more. There's no way that a person can take any control of himself. And this is what was happening in Auschwitz. People never ever got out of the experience of Auschwitz. And Hitler is quoted as saying that I'm going to kill every Jew. And every Jew, any Jew who may survive, is going to curse the day that he survived. Because they'll never be able to get the Holocaust out of their system. And anyone who had been through Auschwitz and been through these kind of stories of the Chalmah Noshim period, the Rashel Noshim Achmonias, these stories, they could never have a night's sleep for the rest of their life. The moment they would get into deep sleep, they would have these terrible dreams, nightmares, and they would go into hysterical situations, and they had to make sure, many of them, made sure that they should never fall into a deep sleep because of the tragedies that they had seen, and they would get into these nightmares. The Mashgiach in Mir Brachfeld, his father went through the Avexter, his father had been through the Auschwitz, and his sister once walked with him in Switzerland, many, many years, 20 years, 30 years after the Holocaust, and they went for a walk, and his sister always wanted to hear, his daughter of this Holocaust, she wanted to hear what had happened over there. Her father never had a stroke. It wasn't possible for them to speak. Avoda, Zechariah Baruch's wife, she wrote a book, it took her many years. Wasn't shy for it. Every time she'd start writing, she would get into some hysteric situation and she couldn't write. It took her 50 years, 40 years until she could get pen to paper. And he would never speak about it, but his daughter once got him to speak, and they walked through the mountains in Switzerland, and he was telling all these terrible stories. And the next morning, her mother, his wife, came to the door and she said, you know, your father for 5, 6, 7 years already has been sleeping properly without waking up in the middle of the night with these terrible nightmares and screaming and yelling in the middle of his sleep. It's his last night, he is screaming and yelling again. All came back to him. This is the tragedies of the Chalmah Noshim period. The Jews got to know that there is no place for us in the world. We have no place over here. The only place we have over here is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Gittin tells us that when Klal Yisrael are oiled, they rise above Kol Umah V'Loshem. They are the highest, most successful nation. But when they fall, they don't fall below every nation. They fall below the behemoths. The animals, they are lower than the animals of all the other nations. Why is that? Because we have no place on earth. The only place we have on earth is being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Beis HaMikdosh is Beis Chayenu, that's where we live, that's where we exist, that's where we breathe, because we breathe Shechina. Even at the time of Churban, we've got to associate ourselves with Shechina, with the Torah, with the Sukkiyos, with the Gemaras, with the Mitzvahs, with the Chasodim, Ma'asim Tovim. That is our life. And the moment we disconnect ourselves with life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us that we have no place here on earth. The only place we've got is together with Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Ma'arich Av. He can wait. He doesn't react immediately. The Holocaust came many years later. Come a few generations after the Haskalah began. But the whole process of the Haskalah brought the deterioration of Klal Yisrael to a situation where they took the Shechina and they sent it away. And this is what brought these terrible tragedies, just to teach us that we have no natural existence. A Goy has got a natural existence here on earth. Our natural existence is connected to that which we are. The moment we're not, so there's everything else. And this is the kino of Techam and Moshe Piri. The Churban is not just taking away the Lizamitos. The Churban is taking away the very basic existence of humanity for a Jew. A Jew does not have the existence in the basic form that a Goy has it. And if you're going to throw away the Shechina, so then you tachas behem topshel, you're lower than the behemoths of the Uma Yisraelo. That's what we, this is the kino over here. Techam and Moshe Piri. Oh, the Lord, 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 the L